Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrafil enbiya'i vel murselin. Muhammedur Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ve sellem. Tesliman kathiran kathira fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, one of our brothers asked me a beautiful question. And before I go to the question, let me encourage you, all of you, to please ask questions, suggest ideas for our Fajr reminders, alhamdulillah, so that they can continuously be improved and made more and more relevant to your needs. So if you ask me questions or if you give ideas for Fajr reminders, then it makes it easier for us to do them. So I encourage you to do that. Now, the question that was asked to me was, our iman goes up and down. What can we do to take care of that, sustain a high level of iman, and to stop the iman from decreasing in strength? Alhamdulillah, mashallah, very good question. It shows that the questioner is somebody who is concerned about his iman, and alhamdulillah, this is something which is highly commendable, inshallah. The question is very beautiful, because this is not something that is unique to us. There is a beautiful hadith mentioned in the seerah, beautiful story in the seerah, where I think it is Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, or one of the great sahaba very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question. He said to him, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we are with you, our iman is at the peak, very, very high iman. He said, when you speak to us about Jannah and Jahannam, for us it is like we are standing there and seeing Jannah and Jahannam. There's no difference. We could be seeing it. That is how strong our belief is, and that's how real it is to us." And then he said, then we go home and we are with our families, and we are involved in our family matters and so on, and our iman, the strength and power of this iman decreases. We are no longer feeling it that strongly. So what can we do? How can we combat this? How can we change this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. And he said that if your iman remained constantly at the same level as it is when you are with me, he said, then the angel would shake your hand in the street as you walk. So we learn from this hadith that for the iman to go up and down is natural and normal. Please note, the sahabi is not talking about doing anything haram. He's not talking about doing something wrong. He's talking about in the normal course of things, my faith and belief is high, and sometimes it becomes weaker. What shall I do? So when he's saying, I'm with my family and so on, this is obviously, being with family is good, commendable, obviously halal, yet it is not the same as being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, in our case, when we say company of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is not with us physically, but being in his company would amount to studying Islam, reading Quran, reading the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having discussions based on connected with religion, discussions of how to practice Islam, for example, and so on. So all kinds of religious activities, we could club them together and say this is something that amounts to being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So iman goes up and goes down. Now, so that is natural. It's not something to be too worried about. But obviously, as the brother wants to see how can we prevent at least these fluctuations from happening too often, and maybe the magnitude of fluctuation shouldn't be too big. So what shall I do? The key to keep the iman high is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily the believers are those who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is mentioned before them, their hearts react and respond to that. And they do that by, they shiver with the glory and majesty of Allah. So the fact that the heart is responding itself is a sign that, alhamdulillah, your iman is good. And then Allah said, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. He said that when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before them, and when these slaves of mine see the khudrat of Allah, the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah in the creation, their iman increases. Now obviously, if the iman is increasing, it means that the iman was down. So the Quran is saying, yes, your iman may go down, but how can I increase my iman? Tuliyat alayhim ayati. By reciting the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tilawatul Quran. Number one way of increasing iman is to connect with Allah. And the best way of connecting with Allah is through the Quran al-Kareem. So we say the best way to increase iman is to read the Quran. The more we read the Quran, alhamdulillah, the better our state of our iman. The next step would be also zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any shape or form. So, saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and so on, is a way of increasing iman. One of the best and finest ways of increasing iman and enhancing iman is to recite durood and salam on Rasulullah. So durood Ibrahimiyya is the best way of doing that, but also any other durood. Try to do that as much as possible. So I would suggest as a routine to build in this habit that every day, for example, Rasulullah said, anybody who recites La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Right? We all know this dhikr, we all know these words, these ayat. So again, let me repeat that. La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. La ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. Wahdahu, He is alone in this. La sharika lahu, there is no one who is a partner with Him, who shares this quality of being worthy of worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. And for Him is everything in creation. He is the owner of everything in creation. Wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And He has khudrat and He has control over every single thing. All His creation is His creation, which He controls. Rasulullah said, the one who recites this, who says this 100 times in a day, in 24 hours, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all his needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become his kafil. Subhanallah, see the beauty of this dhikr. Similarly, if we make this into a habit that every day I will recite this 100 times. La ilaha illallah 100 times. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. All of these 100 times each. If we make this niyyah. And then we make the niyyah that you will send durood and salam on Rasulullah, which is durood Ibrahimi or any other durood. Again, at least 100 times per day. And then finally, istighfar. Do as much istighfar as possible, but at least 100 times a day. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, we can say that. We can also, so these are azkar. Then secondly, we have the azkar of the morning and the azkar of the night. So make memorize all of those. Again, Most of us will know all of those already. It's just a matter of remembering it and doing it. Whatever you don't know, memorize. You don't have to memorize it. You can read it. That excellent book, History of Muslim, has all of these things. And you can read it from History of Muslim. There's no problem. But if you memorize it, it's easier. But you can also read it from History of Muslim. But go to that morning askar and evening askar. And make sure that you do all of these every single day. Final point is to read at least one juz of Quran every day. If you can't manage one juz, then read less. But don't read less with the intention of reading less. You're reading less in order to become used to reading more. And eventually, minimum requirement, one juz of Quran every single day you must recite. The usual routine that I recommend is wake up for tahajjud 1 hour before the time of Salatul Fajr comes in. 1 hour before that, wake up for tahajjud, pray tahajjud, and then read Quran until the time for Fajr comes, and then go to the masjid and pray Fajr by Jama'ah. If you do this, and then after Fajr, do the askar, which I mentioned to you before, finish the askar, by then, inshallah, it will be time for Ishaq. So you get up and you make 2 rakat of Salah. We talked about what increases Iman. Now let's see what decreases it. The number one thing that decreases Iman is sin. Any kind of sin, small or big, beginning with leaving of Salah, beginning with any kind of not fulfilling what Allah has made compulsory, farz, that decreases Iman. The second thing which decreases Iman, also introduces fear into the heart, is haram food. Haram earning and haram eating. These are detrimental. These are very, very harmful to the soul. And it's, again, sucks out your energy, all the goodness in your life. Third thing is ghaflat. So you may not be sinning. You may also be earning and eating halal. But just heedlessness, you know, spending all the time just maybe watching some game or something, and in the process also maybe neglecting salah, things like that. So it's just complete heedlessness. There's no involvement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily conversation, in our lives, in our goal setting. It's as if Allah has no place in any of this. And so people who lead their lives like that, which is without any consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives. The fourth thing, and I'm not saying this in order of priority, I mean, these are all equally important, is deliberately leaving the sunnah of Rasulullah. Whatever it might be, shaving your beard, maybe not praying the sunnah salah after the first salah, maybe leaving his sunnah in any way. One of the big things we forget is that Islam is the name of a practice. It's not theory, it's the name of a practice. And if you want, in any kind of practice, whether it's Islam, whether it's in the gym, whether it's food or anything, or work, it is only amal, it is only action that produces results. Right? Without action, there's no result. So also in Islam. So therefore, the action in Islam is the sunnah. Anything you that refers to Islam, if you say, well, how should I do it? We do it in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if that becomes lax, if that becomes weak, or if that disappears altogether, then obviously Iman will decrease. So these four things, earning and eating halal, so earning halal, eating halal, staying away from all kinds of sins, and fulfilling all the faraid sincerely, and following the sunnah. So five things. This is very, very important to avoid. These are things to do and avoid the wrong things in it, so that our Iman doesn't go down. Right? So this is very important to keep this in mind as far as this is concerned. As far as sins are concerned, of very, very great importance are the sins which we do in private. Hiding, so listening to, you know, wrong kind of stuff, watching pornography, for example, or doing things like that, which are hidden.
We don't do it in front of people out of some sense of shame, but we don't have the same sense of shame with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is watching. So imagine how terrible it is that we are afraid of our, you know, elders or teachers or even our good friends. We are afraid that they should find out what we do, but we have no problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing what we are doing. And this is a very, very sad thing. So this is something to be very carefully kept away from. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy in this.
وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ